Here we are, guys. We are in probably the best room in the entire VR conference. We're in the Game Arcade, right? And what do you guys have for us today here?
Well, part of the Game Arcade is this game called Paper Dude, which is a old school revival of a 90s game called Paperboy. So we rebuilt it using virtual reality, and we have people sitting on a bike, and they're fully immersed. As they pedal, they're moving forward, and they're using their arms to throw newspapers inside mailboxes. So basically, it's our homage to this old classic.
That's amazing. He's not wearing a helmet right now, so is it considered safe?
It's pretty safe, although it is pretty immersive.
Okay, that's amazing. So what company do you guys come from? So what do you guys do at your studio? Like, who are you guys?
Sure, so we're a company called Globalcore, and we do a lot of interactive installations, and usually they're featured inside exhibits at conferences or at trade shows and museums, yeah.
That's awesome, eh? So what do you guys see in VR moving forward? Like, do you see a lot in gaming? Do you see more interactive storytelling? What do you personally see in VR in the future?
I see a lot more social, a lot more people in VR, inside of the experience together. A lot more multiplayer kind of scenarios.
That's awesome. So a more social aspect into it, right? To kind of cap off today before he gets too tired here, what's your favorite experience so far in VR that you've personally had, in the entire VR realm?
I've been really into interactive documentaries, so there's a few that are out for the Samsung Gear that are pretty good, and
it's awesome. I'm just gonna ask you one more question. So today we kind of have a setup with him riding on the bike. So how is this working? I see you have an HTC Vive here. You have some sensors behind me. So how is this kind of setup working right now for you guys?
So right now we're using the HTC Vive. I'm just gonna reset it. And we're using the hand trackers. So these are trackers that are eventually going to come with the Vive that allows you to kind of put them on, different objects, for instance, these gloves. So instead of holding the Vive controllers, we're allowing you to still be able to hold on to the handlebar. And it just kind of becomes a little bit, a little bit more fun, a little bit more immersive.
Okay, that's awesome. Does he get bonus points for hitting me in the head?
No.
Okay, no? Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you so much, guys. That is some really, really cool tech, and it's really amazing to see such a well implementation with it. It looks really cool.
So I can become fully immersed now. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so weird. Okay. So how do I, do I just grab things, or...?
Yeah, so you just sort of see looking at this with a piece of paper.
Okay, so there's a center dot right there.
So you
and I can go pick it right up. And I like my little safety zone here.
But yeah, you see the barrier.
Awesome, that's so cool. And I just start biking to get going.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Once you start pedaling, so you don't even need the handlebar.
Oh, that is weird. So all these different mailboxes I have to mail.
Yep.
Oh man. I don't want to take the tape. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. Oh my gosh. Canada Post, just take it. The good news is that.
Yeah, exactly.
They should do this instead of using drones for Amazon. Sorry guys.
The low end. Holy shit.
Just take your paper split. I don't know. This is the hardest job I've ever had. This is crazy. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I have a new respect for all my friends who did this as kids. Finish line. Oh my gosh. Man, that is cool. And here we are. You're missing.